Hello.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We will get started here. Just a sec. As soon as Chris is ready. Are you ready? Okay. All right, let's start with finding out who we have on the phone. Who do we have from ODFW?
Kelly Reese is on the line.
Good morning. Do we have anyone else from ODFW? All right, how about the Grand Ronde Tribes?
Lawrence Schwabe's on.
Good morning, Lauren.
Morning.
Willamette Valley Project.
Hey, Tammy, this is Chad Helms.
Good morning, Chad. And I heard Eric.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Arliss. I'm in transit. Chad's going to give a Fall Creek adult facility update. Thanks.
Excellent. Thanks for at least calling in. Anyone else from the Valley? All right. How about NOAA Fisheries? Okay, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service? Definitely spring break. How about BPA? All right, here in the room, I'm Tammy.
Rachel.
Bob Wertheimer.
Chris Walker.
Do we have anyone else from Portland District on the phone?
Yes, this is Natalie.
Good morning, Natalie. Is there anyone that I may have missed? Okay. Good morning, everyone. We are going to start with any agenda updates. Do you all get the agenda? Do you have any additions to it, Chris, since it was last sent?
I do not.
Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to add to the agenda? Who just joined us?
Morning, Tammy. This is Ryan with ODFW.
Good morning, Ryan. Glad you could join us. And Yaman just walked into the room with water management.
Morning, everyone.
All right, let's start by approving the February FPOM minutes. Did you get any changes?
The only change was the change that I had, and it was my action item of adding this Bonnet Survey Work Group.
Okay. Anyone object to approving the minutes? If not, those are approved. So, who just joined us on the phone?
Anne Mullen from NIMS.
Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Aaron is on spring break today, so if I ask a lot of questions, I'm just trying to make sure I get the notes correct so that she can write them up later. All right, moving on to action items. Apparently it's...
That's the one I added, and that's the one that was complete. So...
Okay.
If folks haven't taken a look at the agenda, at the very end is an item for this bond survey work group for that discussion.
Moving on to updates then.
So Andy's not here, it's his birthday today, so I'm gonna give just very brief updates for the things that I know about, but Ryan, I'll rely heavily on you to add anything if there's anything much to discuss. But all I have for the North CNEM, specifically for Minto, that as of last week, they'd only seen 4 winter steelhead arrive at the Minto Fish Facility. And that's all I have for the North Sanium. Ryan, do you have anything to add for Marion Forks or otherwise?
I don't have anything to add. I think Greg's on, so he may want to add something, but nothing from my end.
Yeah, I am running in and out. We've seen five, and we're currently have two in the trap that we're, sorry, I didn't answer earlier. Two more in the trap we're going to work this morning, and that'll give us a total of seven.
I also noted in Bart's email this week that it had jumped from 40-some to 110 as of, I guess, the end of last week that we're at Bennett.
Yeah, the report I saw this morning was 105, so with the low flows, I'm not sure how fast they'll move, but we got a couple this morning.
All right, anything else to add or any questions in regards to this North Sania? Okay. And the South Sanium, again, the last I'd heard, they hadn't seen any winter steelhead. And I don't know if Ryan, you know, or if Brett maybe had called in or not.
I'm not sure if Brett's on. I think as of yesterday, they had collected two winter steelhead and passed them above Foster.
Okay. Moving on to the McKinsey, specifically McKinsey Hatchery, as many of you know, we've had water supply issues due to the Liebert Canal being dewatered. A number of concerns. Currently utilizing Liebert Hatchery, or we had been utilizing Liebert Hatchery for raising fish, but one of the nearer term concerns in my mind is how we collect broodstock. I know there's been discussion about looking into what larger pumps could do for us. I know Andy had worked with some folks on possibly some sort of barrier dam design that would help. However, the discussions are ongoing, and hopefully we'll make some progress in the near term. Anything to add, Ryan, or any questions or comments on that, or anyone else?
I can just maybe add just a little bit on the cofferdam for the Liebert Canal that supplies water to McKinsey Hatchery. We've been working with Andy as well as some of the folks from eWeb and I think and our engineering folks, and we are either just have or are just about to submit the cofferdam plans as well as the canal, I guess, repair plans to the Army Corps' local permitting office. I think they're in Eugene for review. So plans and review process still underway with the hope to install a cofferdam that would provide some water to the hatchery for rearing and brood collection, but certainly not the optimum amount of water for either of those activities.
And this is Kelly Reese. We currently have a steep pass in the parking lot here at Springfield that we're hoping to install at the Lieberg ladder to try to separate or pull out the hatchery fish at Lieberg ladder.
Thank you.
Brian, if you're submitting that to the Corps office and you send it to Melissa Junt at the same time, that gives her a head start on reviewing it.
Okay, sounds good. It's coming from EEWeb as they are
okay.
Property owners, I guess, or project managers. But I can certainly, I've been working with Andrew Janos, and I can let him know that, I can kind of give him a heads up and let him know that that would be helpful.
Okay, and you can CC me, if he sends it to her, he can CC me at the same time.
Okay.
We'll try to help whatever regulatory review involves an ESAP, we'll try to get that moving fast.
Sounds good, thank you.
Any other thoughts or additional discussion for McKinsey Hatchery and what's going on there with the water supply or anything else?
Hey, Ryan, I thought Andy said he was also looking at the potential to get more or larger pumps. Has ODFW looked at that possibility?
So the pumps that were rented in the fall were really just to provide water, a couple hundred gallons a minute to provide water for incubation, and those pumps did serve that purpose. And so what we talked about at HMT last week was the option looking into exploring kind of a larger pumps that would provide up to 30 or 40 CFS. I don't think Kurt's on the call. If he is, feel free to chime in, Kurt. But we're still working on kind of getting an idea of what that would take in terms of a pump and getting a quote. So no information since our HMT meeting last week.
Okay.
Other than, yeah, you're right, Tammy, there was some discussion on that. And that might be a alternative option.
So, and I bring it up mainly because when talking to our small projects team, they had looked at a potential cofferdam and said that that would run about $150,000 to $200,000, whereas it may be more cost-effective to just rent more pumps for the duration that we expect the canal to be out.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I think pumping would be, the size pumps we're talking about would be expensive as well, probably not to that magnitude. A problem likely is the depth, the current depth of the canal might not be suitable for pumping. It may not be deep enough to pump that amount of water. But a good point, and I'll follow up with Kurt, and I think it's certainly worth exploring.
Great, thank you.
Any other comments on McKenzie Hatchery? Cougar Fish Facility. I think Chad's on.
Yeah, we opened that facility last week on the 19th. We captured one adult bull trout on Monday. It was a previously pit tag fish that had passed through probably, I think, over the winter time. And there were at least probably a dozen to possibly 15 more pit tag fish currently below the dam right now, according to the ODFW pit tag antennas. So hopefully we will get our hands on those fish soon and get them transported up. That's all I have for Cougar.
Questions or comments?
This is Ann. I feel really ignorant, but if they're pit tag fish, does that include bull trout, or does that mean those got to be some kind of Chinook coming in? Or
they're all bull trout, Ann.
Okay, I was thinking it's too early for anything else.
Yeah, they're all bull trout.
Any other questions? Did we have a Lieber update?
So the Lieber hatchery update from the core side is that the lease will hopefully be awarded soon. But what we need to know, and Ryan or Kelly, if you can answer this, this would be great. If not, then whoever we need to talk to, we'll just need to talk to them. We have seen in the paper, as I'm sure you guys have, that the state budget isn't currently scheduled to fund the Lieber hatchery. So we're curious what you guys plan to do. Are you going to be able to use Lieberg after June, or are you walking away from it? Because if we issue this lease, it will end rather shortly if you're not going to be there after June.
This is Kelly. I haven't heard anything.
Tammy, good question. This is Ryan. I don't know that I can add a lot other than to say that we had proposed funding Lieberg in our budget as an add-on, a new budget item. The governor did not include that in her budget. There was a bill introduced that would fund Lieberg, and so that bill is still kind of working its way through I think the House side. So there's been a public hearing. I'm not sure if or when there's a work session planned or scheduled. So the short answer is you're right. There isn't funding in place for anything to occur after July 1. But there certainly are discussions at the Capitol, probably as we speak, about a funding plan moving forward, and certainly a lot of interest in momentum in a funding bill.
Great. Obviously, we would like to see the facility used in one way or another, so hopefully you guys will get that budget somehow. Something that we want to make sure, at least it's been brought up on multiple times as early as we can, is that if you are not going to be using Lieberg after June, then the lease would lease that probably won't actually be issued until June would be terminated at the end of June, and that means that the housing lease would also be terminated, and there's likely a transition period. I don't know what that is. I don't know legally what that could be, but just for general awareness, there's a lot of implications if there isn't funding. On the other side of that, with the Lieber Canal issue that we have, it sounds like we will at least be having fish up at Lieberg, so there will be some use of the facility until those repairs are made or we get a different water source for McKenzie.
No, that all makes sense, and I think we're all on the same page, Tammy. And I think I'm glad you mentioned McKenzie and the canal, because that without the use of Lieberg at this point and through the summer, there aren't a lot of other viable options.
Yeah, and we'll get to it when we talk about contracts, but we'll probably need to work pretty closely on what that PWS says for McKenzie Fish this year in the new contract.
So,
sounds good.
Any other questions on the McKenzie? Moving on to the Middle Fork. I didn't look at my update if there was one. Do you have any updates for Willamette Hatchery or Dexter, Ryan? I'm not seeing anything in the notes.
No, not really. Things are going well from a fish production standpoint. No real issues or disease issues or facility issues. They were hammered pretty good with that snow that hit the valley here a couple weeks ago. There was a fair bit of damage to some of the buildings and some of the equipment. As we discussed at HMT, the buildings are all small shed type buildings, and as far as we can tell, are all owned by ODFW. So we're working with our the state is self-insured through DAS, and so we're working with our DAS risk management folks to repair the buildings and replace the equipment.
All right. Fall Creek Fish Facility. Let's start with Natalie.
Yeah, okay.
If there are any updates.
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry, I'm trying to get off mute. We had to close down the pipelining for the year. The contractor's going to come back in sometime in the fall. Those dates haven't been quite set yet. My guess is going to be right around when the drawdown occurs and finish that pipelining. They Doug Garlitz can give you an update as how the ladder is running. I haven't heard.
You still on, Doug?
Hey, Chris, it's Chad. We opened that facility, March 13th. We've captured two winter steelhead and transported those above the dam. The flows are still pretty low below the project. I think they're around 70 CFS, so I think if and when flows increase, we should see some more fish at the facility. That's all right. I have.
Okay. Any questions for anything Middle Fork? All right.
HGMP updates?
I have no HGMP updates.
And do you have any knowledge on where the HGMP biop comments sit? Or is that just on Lance?
I think the last I heard it had been through a GC review, but I'm not very reliable on that. I haven't talked to Lance for over a week, so
okay.
I don't know if it's going to be out this month or later this year. I mean, later into the summer, sounds like. Did anybody at the HMT hear about it?
I did not.
No, Lance wasn't on the call, and there was no HGMP update.
Rachel. All right. I don't have any Swift updates, but Rich has been cut off baking goods until he gets me an update. I have an update on Foster Downstream Passage. The PDT is evaluating design improvements to reduce injury. Those improvement and alternatives will be de- uh, discuss at Fitterwig. In the interim, there's a special spill operation this spring. The fish weir will not be operated. Spill is out of Spill Bay 3 at night between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and then turbine operations from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and no spill during that time.
What was that again? The spill? Sorry, was that Rachel? That was for Foster, correct?
Foster downstream, the weir.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. The second thing I have is, North Sanium outplanting productivity study that we're trying to mobilize and move forward. That will include, hopefully, support for genetic clips to be taken for all adults entering traps. So that will be basin-wide. In the North Sanium, it will include analysis of those clips up to and including 2019. And for Fall Creek as well, to support ongoing armony. There will be hopefully additional clips taken from carcasses, from carcass surveys, but likely only analyzed for the North Sanium at this point, based on what we can justify for Harmony. And then the only other thing to mention, which I kind of touched on, is the Fall Creek PSM work, which is also going to rely on clips from adults entering traps. And that's all I have.
Hey, Rachel, can I ask a quick question? This is Bob. Going back to Foster.
Yeah.
So we're going to spill instead of the weir. What kind of gate openings? How much flow? How much Q is going to go through?
I don't have that information, but Fenton is the POC on this, and I suspect he's going to discuss that at Fitterwig.
I can tell you that the gate opening we're doing is a little like around minimum for the weirs. So, like, I think we agreed on like 3/4 of a gate opening for Foster.
And so, how much Q does that equate to?
Around 1,200. No, not 1,200. Like between 1,000 to 1,100. Yeah.
This is Kelly. Could you get closer to the microphone, please?
Yeah, 1,100 CFS. Yeah.
Thank you. So a little over 1,000 K.
Yeah, a little over 1,000. Yeah. But we are. But I know Mary Karen's increasing Foster outflow up to 1,500 starting today. So we're going to see some more flow out there. Like we're going to take it up to the bio minimum for Southside again, 1,500 CFS. I think she's putting the revision today.
Thank you.
Yep.
And thank you, Rachel. Sorry to reach back. I was just thinking about that. I was like, okay.
No, that's good. This is the time. And that's all I have for community updates.
Okay. Water quality updates. I don't know if you have any, but...
I don't have any water quality updates.
The only thing I had was the annual water quality report was sent out. I'm not sure when. But comments are due May 13th from folks, and those go to Tina Lindell, I believe.
May 13th.
So moving on to a flow update, do you have anything to general or anything to report?
No, it's we're just doing minimum flows at almost all of our projects right now. Trying to refill. Apart from the couple of coastal project like Coastal Fork projects at Foster, we're actually lagging behind Rule Curve, pretty much every one of the others. North Sanium, like Detroit, is actually that's actually been quite substantially below Rule Curve. There's just not much inflow coming in at all. Apart from that, in terms of releases, I can tell you that so we have been doing less than the biop minimum. That started on March 15th, 1,500 CFS, both out of Detroit and Foster. But starting today, we are going to increase foster release up to 1,500 CFS, which is the buyout minimum for this time. And Detroit is being increased to 1,200 CFS, which is still 300 CFS below the buyout minimum. But that's what we're going to do starting today. And I guess we're going to have a continuing discussion with NIMS and ODFW,
right.
Just to decide on a time on when what we're going to do with NOTS NEM.
Yeah, there's a small group discussion today with the biologists,
okay.
And then Selena Hart with Water Management, your group, scheduled a flow management meeting.
That's for next Friday, I think.
I thought it was
Friday or next Friday, but yeah, we have one scheduled pretty soon to discuss that. I saw her email today. I think she said next Friday. I wasn't sure if she meant this or the Friday after. She didn't put a date in.
Okay, well, that's opening. So I have specific flows for each sub-basin. As Yaman said, we're meeting buy-up targets, except at this point in the North CNEM, we're below Big Cliff flows are at 1,090 CFS. In the South CNEM, below Foster flows are at 1,963 CFS. In the South Fork McKenzie, below Cougar, we're at 320 CFS. Blue River, we're at 56 CFS. At Hills Creek in the Middle Fork, we're at 439 CFS. And at Dexter in the Middle Fork, we're at 1,245 CFS. And at Fall Creek, we're at 71 CFS. Any questions on flows for the flow update?
Could you just say Cougars again? Sorry, I missed it.
Sure. 320 CFS. That was as of 6:30 or 7 o'clock this morning, somewhere around there.
Thank you.
Chris, do we expect the TDG on the north to go down this week?
If we can get that unit up and running, yes.
Okay.
I don't have the estimated return to service date, but last I had heard, I don't recall when we had met what the project had said what that date was, but I believe it was in the very near term. I don't know if you recall or not.
This for Big Cliff?
Yeah, I thought they thought early this week, but I hadn't seen any updates.
I think it's probably going to be.
Yeah, guys, we've been waiting on parts, and I think those parts are in. I'll have an update a little later on today. I'll share that with you, Greg.
Okay. Yeah, we're between about 104 and 108 here at Minto. It's usually been around 114 to 116 at Niagara.
Yeah, are you at Minto today, Greg?
I am.
Okay, I'll swing by on my way back from Detroit.
Okay, yeah, or just shoot me an email or whatever you want to do.
All right, thanks.
Moving on to the pinniped updates. ODFW have an update?
Sure. I just have that as of Monday afternoon, 13 animals have been removed from Willamette Falls, all of which were repeat visitors. 11 were of the original 12 that showed up several years ago. So hopefully we're starting to see a shift there. Two animals are currently at the falls but are not branded, and so we need to mark them first before we can remove them, and apparently also gearing up for Bonneville. That's all I've got.
Yeah, thank you. This is Bob Wertheimer. Mike was out at the office yesterday talking to us about concurrently working both locations. Is there an update on the Stellars, what the Stellars are doing down there right now? Because I know the 13 animals are removed for, of course, California sea lions.
No, I don't have anything on that.
Thank you.
ER.
The way
you would think it would not be. I know, and I always confuse myself. Okay. Did BPA happen to join us? No, so we're going to say no updates. Moving on to the Willamette Valley contracts. All right. The first one is the Willamette Hatcheries contract, and that is for the spring Chinook and summer steelhead produced at our four Willamette Hatcheries. That contract expires at the end of August, so we have to have a new one in place, and we are working on that. Our plan is to do something very similar to what we did last time, a base plus one, with the idea that in that second year we will have ready to go a SATOC, a single award task order contract, which would allow us to then just say we need however many pounds of fish or numbers of fish that we need. And that SATOC would be good for up to 5 years. We're trying to push for 10 years so we don't have to go through this process repeatedly, but we may only be able to get 5 years. In the Willamette Hatcheries contract for this year, there will be some options in there that ODFW need to take a look at, and those options are in production, and they allow us the flexibility to help meet our production goals once those HGMPs are approved. And the fish facilities are not options this year, correct?
They will be, yeah.
Okay. So, and the other potential option in there is having the fish facilities as optional items, because the fish facilities are transferring from ownership at the district to ownership at the valley, and they will be funded differently. And so those options will need to be bid separately so that we can accurately request funding and execute that budget for those. The QA on the Willamette Hatcheries will be performed jointly by our fish field unit folks as well as the Willamette Valley people. So you'll see potentially new faces down there, maybe more often than you had in the past. We are working on that PWS for that contract, hope to have it to contracting this week, and then move forward with negotiations similar to what we did 2 years ago with ODFW. Are there any questions on that contract?
Tammy, this is Ryan. Can you you mentioned options regarding meeting production requirements. Can you give a little bit more detail on that topic?
Yeah, so what we found is the current contract is an all or nothing contract. So when I have funding restrictions, which is pretty much an annual basis these days, at that contract we can't say, okay, well, so summer steelhead were an option in that contract, and that could have been one way of still executing the contract and staying within budget. So in this case, the production options are there because we have a certain level of production that we're doing now that may or may not change based on approved HGMPs and the production levels that are in those documents. Let's take Mackenzie, for example. If we, right now we're producing, we pay for 360,000 fish. Once we have an approved HGMP, we need the flexibility to be able to go up to 604 plus. The current contract that we have does not really allow that level of flexibility. So the options will allow us to say, okay, well, this year we're not exercising the additional production, but we may need to next year if we haven't approved HGMP by that time.
Okay, thank you.
I'm hoping it will make a lot more sense once PWS is available and it lays it out as to what those different options really are. And we're also looking longer term for what our potential needs will be in the future, and having those options broken up into what makes sense, so increments that make sense. It doesn't necessarily make sense to do 20,000 pound increments, perhaps. Maybe 100,000 pound increments make sense. To make sure that as we move through, especially if we have a longer term contract, we need that flexibility in there. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're putting in options so that we don't fund them, but that we have greater flexibility. Because like I said, right now the contract is all or nothing, which is not very conducive if we really hit a significant budget crunch. Like if the water supply at Colum Rivers totally fails and we need to divert funding, the the flexibility within my program won't allow that and still allow fish to be produced at Willamette, for instance. And that's only an example. That's not saying that's happening. In case anyone's concerned about the idea that, oh no, the Corps is putting options in there. It's not that we don't intend to fund as we have in the past, it's that we just need some flexibility in the event of unforeseen circumstances. Any other questions on that one? All right, moving on to trout. So we have awarded, so back up. Releases for FY19 are 200,000 pounds. Releases for 20 will be the 277. We awarded the full production for releases in 2020. Also, by the end of the fiscal year, so by the end of September in 2020, we will have a new contract in place that for trout production. And that contract is a little bit different is in that we have funded 2020 releases in by January of 2020, we will have funded 21 releases.
Right.
We'll have a new contract starting in 2020, late 2020, that will start releases in 2022. And if you want that drawn, I can use colored crayons to help try and show how that works, because that's about the only way I understand it. Monitoring and evaluation, the spawning surveys, that contract is on the street?
No, not the new one.
Okay.
So where we are is surveys were complete. The contractor submitted the report. I sent it out to the region for review. Folks have till April 5th to provide comments. The final is due April 30th. And then the target for getting the new task order out is in April. Mid-April, April 15th is the target. I have all the documentation done. It's just a matter of incorporating anything that may produce a better scope of work with the time that we have. So it's like this time balance with getting stuff into it and getting it awarded.
Any questions on the monitoring and evaluation? For the upcoming contract, for the past year's data, we'll have a spawning surveys task group after this meeting. All right.
So coordination forms or memos, the first one at Big Cliff is in regards to what Yaman had spoke about earlier, in that we were below biot minimums for steelhead spawning in mid-March to present day for the North Sanium, although we plan to increase to 1,200,
yeah.
At least currently. The next one was the force unit outages that we observed during that winter storm that occurred in late February, where several projects lost units, but this one is specific to Cougar, where the units were out for a couple weeks, however, are now back online. And then the last one, again, is just related to spawning flows in the South CNM, the discussions that we're having in regards to what flows should be given the drier year. But again, at least at this point, at Foster, we'll be increasing flows to 1,500 CFS in the near term. Any questions in regards to any of those memorandums? All right. So the next major components of the meeting are going through all the change forms that we didn't get through last week. And then the last item again is the spawning survey work group that we'll have at the end. So for folks on the phone, can you see the screen? I have the web meeting up. And I figured we'll just kind of go through these one by one. And And a lot of these are...
Give me a minute.
Sure. A lot of these are just requests for clarification. Some are comments, some are specific changes. So we'll see how fast we can get through these. Can anyone see my screen?
I can see it.
Okay.
Yep.
Anne, are you up and running?
I am at 98% of your personal room, so I expect to pop up in a second.
Okay.
Blank, is it? I think it's trying to bring it up.
No, there should be a Word document up on the screen.
Okay, I'm seeing those to people who are on, but not that, so I'll give it another try.
Oh, hold on. I'm having some internet issues too, so that could be...
Oh, now I see it, now I see it.
This is... Okay.
Yep, it's up.
So... This is where we left off last time. This is specific change form is a change form that the Corps developed, and it just changed the first transport period a little bit earlier. I know that ODF&W also submitted a change form, and I just want to pull that one up to see if it was just a comment in regards to that. So it was in a 17. Should have done that first. So same table. Kelly, do you recall what the intent of this change form you submitted was?